Welcome, parents. Today we're going to talk about teaching our kids that not everyone is going to like you. Hello, welcome. My name is Christina Campos and I'm founder of The Impactful Parent. And every week I come on here and answer one of your questions live. So if you have a question for me for next week, please email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. And all submissions are kept anonymous. Or you can even direct message me on social media. So don't forget to follow at The Impactful Parent on Facebook and on LinkedIn and on Instagram. I'm at Impactful Parenting. All right, let's get to our question today. This is a good one. And the question reads, it reads, my child gets really upset when they think someone doesn't like them at school. It causes so much drama in our house. How do I teach my child that not everyone is going to like them no matter what they do? Oh my goodness, this is such a great question and not an easy situation. Some kids are naturally people pleasers and it really bugs these kids when they think someone doesn't like them. Now, I'm really glad that this parent wrote in asking for help. It's important to support our children in learning the not everyone's going to like you lesson as early as possible. That way, they can develop those coping skills that they need in order to continue to feeling good about themselves. Because without addressing the problem, if your child continues to wallow in their sadness and feeling like nobody likes them, it can affect their mental health, and your child will start getting into the habit of thinking like a victim. And we don't want that. We want our kids to be confident and empowered. So, how can parents help their children turn this victim mentality into empowerment? Today, I'm going to give you 5 suggestions. So, let's get started. All right, my first suggestion is the first thing you need to do is validate your child's feelings. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Don't worry about what these other people think. That person isn't worth your time. Who cares if they like you or not? But you can't say that out loud, parents, because that does nothing for your child. Instead, let your child be heard. Tell them that it's okay to feel sad and that when somebody doesn't like them, you know that it feels like crap. Validate that it doesn't feel good. And then after you validate their feelings, you need to listen. Don't try to fix anything. Just listen. Don't try to give any advice. Just listen. Giving your child the stage to talk about their feelings before you start making suggestions is really important. So many times parents make that mistake of we hear our child saying something and asking for help, and immediately we want to fix it and start throwing out suggestions and telling them it's going to be fine and not to worry about it, when really your child just needs to vent first. And this practice is pretty much true about most subjects with parenting. So if you can get into this habit, it's going to be really beneficial. But set yourself a little timer if you need to. Let them vent for a good 5, 10 minutes, even maybe longer if they need it, if you got a talkative child, before you start to offer any of your points of view or any suggestions on how to fix it. Just listen. This actually solves the majority of a lot of kids' problems. They just need you to hear them. And it's just a great practice. So that's step one. Now, step two is talking about the reasons why someone might not like them. Remind your child that it may not even be their fault or anything that they can even control. There are infinite reasons why someone might not like you, but I'm going to give you a few today just so that you have an opportunity to talk to your child about these certain things, and then you can start brainstorming with them if maybe one of these reasons might be the reason why this other child is feeling that way. So reason number one why your child might feel unliked by another person is for the other person, your child reminds them of something they are lacking. So an example might be, is your child better at a sport? They're just a better athlete. Do they get better grades? Are they more attractive? Are they more likable? See, your child might make others jealous just by their own successes and talents. And of course, this has nothing to do with your child. Instead, this is a reflection of the insecurities of the jealous child who is over here, right? The jealous child likely feels bad about themselves because your child reminds them of their failures and imperfections. Another reason why your child might not be liked by someone else is your child might remind them of something that has happened to them, which is bad. Like something bad happened to the other child, and your child is a reminder of that. For example, if your child looks like a bully from the other child's past, then your child won't be liked. And again, not your child's fault. But the trauma of one person's past can definitely cause them not to like you or the other child because you remind them of the things they want to forget. Now, the third reason why your child might not be liked by somebody else is your child could feel like a threat to someone. Sometimes a person will dislike someone who threatens their position. For example, does the other child think that your child will steal their friends or take away some of their attention that they get or even steal their social status? That happens all the time, right? I think we've known somebody in our past that might have done that to us. And the last reason I'm going to give you today, it's super common for why your child might not be liked by somebody else, is perhaps the other child is projecting their own fears onto your child. So some kids will gossip about others just to empower themselves. This is a classic case of someone bullying or putting someone else down to build themselves up and to regain some power, because ultimately the other child feels powerless, so they're trying to gain some power from somewhere else. And unfortunately, your child is the brunt of all the things that are bad that's happening. It's horrible, but it's common. And so go through the list with your child and examine, could any of these four reasons, or maybe a different reason, could be why this is happening. Now let's get to step three. Step three is to start asking questions about how your child's behaviors might have made other person feel. So this is the opposite of the last one, step two. Because as much as we would like to believe that our kids are angels, there are circumstances when our children provoke the situation. So start a conversation about how maybe your child's behaviors might have a domino effect on others. So talk to your child about, were they bragging too much? Were they leaving someone out by accident? Were they talking about things that made others uncomfortable? The main point here is that your child needs to realize that their actions also have reactions with other people. So talk about how that might have contributed to the situation. And then step four. Step four is to encourage your child to have self-positive talk in their head. Even if they don't believe themselves at first, encourage your child to give themselves a little pep talk in their brain throughout the day and say things like this to themselves. I'm okay. I don't need everyone to like me. I can't please everybody, and that's okay. And I can only be my best self. Now, I know that this is really hard for kids to do. It's really hard for adults to do, to have that self-positive talk, but in the end, if you can get your child to start talking positively in their head when they're feeling bad, if they do it over time, they will start to believe the thoughts that they're saying in their head. Now, it's kind of a fake it till you make it situation until that kicks in, but encouraging your child to have self-positive affirmations and talk inside their brain that it's going to be okay, that they don't need that other person to like them, and keep repeating those thoughts in their head over and over, eventually it works. It's pretty amazing, but it works. So let's see if we can get your child to do that. And lastly, step five, encourage your child to spend time with people who do like them. Yeah, extra time with friends will lift your child's spirits and make them gain confidence. And it's an easy thing for parents to allow and encourage. So I hope that helps today. And if you have a question for next week, please email or message me on social media. And don't forget to check out my website, where you will find all kinds of stuff for your school-age child, like free 30-day challenges, free PDF resources, online parenting classes, and you can even sign up for a free consultation to work with me directly. Because maybe family coaching can be the key to turning your chaos into connection with your child. So go to theimpactfulparent.com to discover so much more. But until next time, you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Hope you have a great day. Bye, guys.